This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the base, hitting the base harder than a baseball is being hit by the Kansas City Royals currently. I don't kid. Dusty, yes. What about Jack Caglione?
Well, I mean, more power to him. He ought to be up on the major league roster. He's hitting .224
and double A.
I'm not sure this team that's currently in the major leagues could hit in double A. Yeah. Vinny Pasquantino, 188, one home run. Merv, 085, one home run. Hunter Renslow, 116, zero home runs. Caglione combined, 3 home runs, more than all 3 of those guys.
Yeah.
Perfect time to call Caglione up, if you ask me. Oh, but, yeah. I mean, he'd be your 4th best hitter on your roster.
If he's hitting .222 in the double A,
.224, put some respect on his name.
Put
some respect on his name.
.224 in double A. What does that translate to the big leagues? Merv or Renfro?
Better than Vinny, Merv, and Renslow.
We'll see. I mean, Vinny's the one that really bothers me the most. Man, like what's going on there?
Steve Ballmer or Royals manager, I'm all in, says Rob Maloney.
That's right.
Steve Ballmer, that's great.
Maloney's willing to take off over the 8-12 sinking ship. That is the Kansas City Royals.
From the 816, I listened while walking my dog after dinner. I had to turn it off after the top of the 6th.
That's when I was done, too. That's fine. And it's
was
okay.
That the bases loaded, nobody out?
I don't remember what it was. I just remember they had some guys on or something, and they didn't score. And I'm like, all right, I'm done here. We're good for the night.
Yeah.
And go.
Out of mind, out of sight.
Yep. And that's not where you want them. That's the worst thing that could happen. Yep. Once they're out of mind, out of sight, out of mind, however you say it, it's hard to get them back in. And you know, we've talked all week about losing the fan base and losing the city. And, you know, this weekend doesn't go well. It'll be all draft talk, all kinds of draft talk, all kinds of arm length and, you know, all kinds of crap that people want to talk about with the draft. It'll be front and center all next week. If they don't win, you know, 2 or 3 of these next 3 games, it's going to be all draft talk, and rightfully so. You've got to earn your spot on the show, right? You've got to earn your keep. And if you're not playing good baseball, well, everybody's going to pass you by. We're going to talk about who the new Chief's going to be.
Yeah, or the Cam Ward Fortnite audio.
Yeah.
We're going to have something.
Or WrestleMania, or Max 5 minutes of the NBA, which that's a huge...
No, nobody wants that.
Oh, yeah. You want that or you want the Royals offense?
At this point, I still want the Royals offense, I don't need the NBA kind of stuff, right? Yeah.
Well, slap my mouth and call me Draft Daddy.
No doubt about it.
Speaking
of Draft Daddy, Brett Veach was on Cody and Gold because he was live doing his Zoom meeting. I can't see anybody.
Yeah.
Is what we heard first.
That's awesome.
This was Veach on First Round Talent.
It's probably a tick down. I think typically in years past, that number's been anywhere from 15 to 18, even 19. I think the last I checked, it was right around 12 or 13. So it is lower, although I will say this, in that secondary wave of guys that, you know, are in the late round, high 2 consideration, that number's probably a little higher. So hopefully that provides a little bit more flexibility on both ends. So I think that that top end number is just a tick down from years past. And I think we've have a pretty consistent game plan year in and year out. And if one of those guys, however unlikely it is that we have in that 12 or 13 or 14 number range, if they were to fall into a reasonable landing spot, I'm sure we would make some calls. And typically it's unlikely to happen, but we all know a few years ago it did happen with Trent McDuffie, and we were able to do that. So that will be kind of our mindset again, and we'll see if it works out. I don't think it'd make too much sense for us to, you know, we need all these picks and we need to add depth on multiple fronts and the secondaries and receivers. So trading multiple picks to just get one piece doesn't really make sense. But I think if a guy really like does fall into the 20s and it's reasonable, I think we'll be aggressive. Otherwise, I think we'll be happy with adding players at each round and multiple players in three.
So what he basically is saying is we could trade up, we could trade back, we could stay where we are, right? Is that mm-hmm. kind of what we're looking at? The thing that stood out to me, and I don't know if you guys kind of caught this as well, the 12 to 13 first-round players. I mean, that is a small number, and even Brett talked about that being a small number of first-round players. Where has all the talent gone, right? Didn't Paula Cole sing about the Cowboys one time? Where have all the Cowboys gone? Where's all the talent gone in college football, right? I think we're spending so much time worried about portals and NIL money that maybe we're not developing the talent anymore, you know, and getting these guys out there. 12 to 13 players in all of the draft are first round talents. That's really, really weak, right? That's a really weak number right now. So if the Chiefs stay where they are and you go based on that, their first round pick is essentially a third round pick at this point in time, right? 12 to 13 first rounders. How many second rounders are out there?
He said there was a more tier two talent, so yeah. That's good. So yeah. Maybe there's more second round talent that falls.
Maybe, but still, I mean, you're picking, you know, 31, and that's why people get mad all the time. I don't know why they're picking 31 and 32 every year. You're not getting first round talent at those spots, and you really haven't gotten first round talent that late in the draft in years. I mean, because it's always about 20, you know, guys in the first round. If you're not picking in the top 20, you're really not getting a first round talented player, and so it makes it even more remarkable to see what the Chiefs have been doing every year with never really having it. Like, their last true first-round pick, he said Trent McDuffie, they traded up to get, but probably Patrick Mahomes picking in the top 10. Like, their last true first-round draft pick was Patrick Mahomes, and they've still been reloading and doing great things. It's amazing.
Yeah, the analogy I gave you yesterday was for the nerds that love fantasy football. It'd be like if you won your league every year and you didn't do a snake draft and you had to pick last every year in your fantasy football draft. So not snakes. So you're not going 14th, 15th, or 12th and 13th.
Right.
You're going 12th, 24th, 36th, yeah. Like that. And yet you still find yourself in the championship game with a chance to win it, if not winning it. It's very impressive what they do with where they pick every single year and yep. seem to find somebody that is, you know, an influence to the roster. Obviously, last year, Xavier Worthy, they trade up to get.
Mm-hmm.
He was amazing last year. You're number one wide receiver on your team last year.
Right.
The year before, Rashee Rice, number one wide receiver on your roster last year. Both first-year players. This was Brett Veach on the chances they trade back because of the actual meat that could be later on in the tier two.
You know, I certainly have a tendency to be on the aggressive side and move up. Although it's interesting, as I just mentioned to Pete before, the numbers are a little bit down in regards to that top end, usually being 15 to 17. They're more from in that 12 to 14 range. So, you know, and then as I mentioned, especially the secondary stack is a little bit bigger. So I think that there is probably just from a sure mm-hmm. number standpoint, more of a likelihood that could happen when you have, again, on the front end, the numbers, meaning 7.5 or higher on our grading system being low, but then that next 7.0 to 6.5 grading system, the numbers being higher. I think that from that standpoint, I think that could be in our wheelhouse and it might make sense to us. So we'll have to see. I think there's always, or at least it worked out that way in the last few years, been one guy. Worthy was one of those guys last year, but we'll see. But, you know, I know that I've shown to be more aggressive, but I'm certainly open to it. And if it makes sense for us and we can acquire additional picks, that, you know, I'd be all for it.
Be aggressive. Mm-hmm. Was I there yesterday?
You know, I certainly have a tendency to be on the aggressive side and move up. Although it's interesting, as I just mentioned to Pete before, the numbers are a little bit down in regards to that top end, usually being 15 to 17. They're more from in that 12 to 14 range. So, you know, and then as I mentioned, Dusty the.
Yeah, what was that? Yeah.
Dusty the.
Yeah. I don't know. On the mind of the GM. But yeah, look, we've known this going into this draft. This is a rather weak draft class. Like, we look at the quarterbacks that are in this class. That's where kind of everything starts.
I was going to say, does that determine how strong people think the draft are by the quarterbacks, right? That's got to set the tone for everybody, right?
For sure.
Because, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that the best player in the draft is a quarterback, but your strength is normally built around your quarterbacks because that's the sexy position. That's mm-hmm. what sells the draft. Like, you put the quarterbacks, like, I would assume on the cover of the draft picture will be Shador, Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, and Ashton Jeanty. And maybe Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter, yeah, so he'll be on there.
If they put five up, I feel like those are your five. Could be nine of your first picks, and then interest, gone. Right, once those guys are gone. Because what we know is, as of right now, what we think we know is that pick one is Cam Ward, pick two is Travis Hunter, pick three is Abdul Carter, and then after that, it's like, does Shador go ninth to the Saints? Does, you know, Ashton Jeanty go to the Bears? Does he go to the Cowboys? Does
Raiders?
You know, stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah, when's the first receiver taken?
All like, yeah. That's all in the first.
Well, Travis Hunter will go number one or number two, probably.
Yeah, so the first real receiver.
The first, But I think it does. It starts with the quarterbacks, and there are not a lot of household names at quarterbacks, and the ones that people do know aren't very good, right? Like, where's Cam Ward in a normal year? He's not the number one overall pick in this draft.
I mean, at best, the fourth quarterback taken last year.
Like a nice quarterback, and that's where people like ruin their organization. Is they go out there and they draft these guys because they feel like they need to draft these guys at the top of the first round. Like, I really do believe, like, if you're Tennessee and you don't think Cam Ward is the guy that can turn your franchise around, there's no reason to draft that guy out there. You can get a quarterback next year, or, you know, go out and sign Aaron Rodgers. He's looking for work. And so like there's other routes you can go. I don't know if he is or not.
He's in a serious relationship.
Yeah, with who? Himself?
That's what he said. He's in a serious relationship.
Yeah. It's hard for a narcissist to be in a relationship. but I think with the quarterbacks being so nondescript this year, I think that really has set the tone. Like, I do feel like this year for the draft, I don't feel the buzz like there normally is for the draft. And I don't know why that is, but I guess you look back and you see there's not a lot of household names on there right now. And I don't know if this is going to be now the trend moving forward, where with NIL and all this kind of stuff and the portal, people don't really latch on to college players as much anymore. We don't really know the college player coming out anymore. I don't know what the case may be, but it just feels like this year there just isn't a lot of great talent coming out. And if you're trying to rebuild your organization and trying to do things in this draft to take you to that next level, it may be difficult for a lot of teams to do something like that.
Where there is talent, and something that we've kind of like been focusing on, is the running back class, which is probably the biggest bulk of talent there is in this draft outside of what, maybe
defensive
linemen, which are two needs for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Sure.
So it might be a weaker draft, but it could be stronger for the Chiefs. And this was Brett Veach on the running back depth in this draft.
Look, with all these players, you're a few bad weeks away from having no depth at all. I mean, I know I've always said the story a few years back of that defensive end position where we had a 2 or 3 week span where we lost multiple guys. And, you know, last year, Pacheco got hurt early on, and I mean, we always want to surround Pat with playmakers, and you know, the more talented wideouts you can throw on the field at one time is something important to us, and depth at running back, and look, this kickoff role too. I mean, ideally, you know, it would be advantageous for us to identify a receiver and or running back that has explosive playmaking ability on both ends. Remigio did a great job, but again, we're always pushing the envelope to get 1% better. And if we can add another dynamic element to both return phases, that would be something that would make sense. So it's not just wanting to continue to add explosive playmaking at the running back or the receiver position. It's also the return game. And so I do feel good about that running back stack. Again, I think it's probably a consensus throughout the draft community and the work that you guys have all done, that there's a ton of running backs. And, you know, I think that there'll be a good chance that one of these picks ends up being one of those players, just because there's so many of them and they're all really good. And the discrepancies between the running back you have in fourth or fifth is really close, or fourth and third is really close. So I think there's a good likelihood that, you know, one of those players ends up on our roster, and hopefully they're a dynamic returner as well.
Chiefs are drafting running back in the third round. One of those.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, he spoke for a minute and 40 seconds on the running back. I would expect a running back to be a member of this
Heck
team
yeah.
through the draft. Now, what is really the return game anymore in football?
Well, they just changed it. So like, it's different now.
Is that a area that we need to look at and get better at? Like, is the return game even part of the NFL anymore?
When he says returning, I think about punt returning.
You do? Okay.
Personally, yeah. And that's something that the Chiefs have been devoid of since maybe that Kadarius Toney punt return in the Super Bowl. Other than that, it's been a little bit rough for me. He had some nice moments. So
I don't know who that is.
That could provide a spark.
Right. I guess.
I don't know who you just mentioned. I thought it was Young Joka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. My mistake.
As he transitions. Well, yeah. 70 degrees. I know. We'll get to that here in just one second, but I do think running back does become a pick, but I just don't know how big the return game is anymore, like in the NFL. Like,
it's
I don't
not
know
it used to be.
Is it supposed to be better now? Like, they continue to tell us, like, oh, we're going to get more returns and more returns. Are we? I don't know what the numbers are on that. I think there's less touchbacks. They're trying to do away with the touchback, right, to make the game more exciting, but then they talk out of both sides of their mouth because they're talking player safety,
yeah.
Right? Like, touchbacks would be player safety, but that's not exciting. So, the hell with player safety. We want to run the ball back. So, if the return game is going to be a factor, then yeah, give me a running back that can be part of that return game too.
Explaining to people who Devin Hester was is like explaining to people that cigarettes were cool.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That was a thing? Oh yeah. After dinner, the men went into a room and had cigars or cigs and brandy.
In suits.
And yeah.
And the women got their slippers for them.
Yeah. And then it was like, there was this guy named Devin Hester, and it was like every time Dante Hall, who's going to announce a Chiefs pick in this year's draft, they'll be like, what did he do again?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, here's what used to be the NFL. Like, they used to kick return back then, and it would change the dynamic of a game.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Hester, the greatest to ever do it. Who's that?
Yeah. I mean, look, even Tyreek Hill was a dynamic returner for this organization. He was a returner before he was a wide receiver.
Special team. What was it? Return specialist? Is that what Jalen Ramsey
was? Return specialist.
Return specialist is what he was. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He was a return specialist that went out there and, you know, cooked Jalen Ramsey that day.
But yeah, it's stuff like that that you can kind of see the tea leaves. Like, we hear the first cut, like, you know, I could be aggressive if it plays out that way, like, and I need to move up, or I could move out of the first round and just bulk up in the second and third round where you have two picks in the third. You could then get two or maybe three picks in the second, and then just really, you know, try to find guys, because now it kind of makes more sense as this whole offseason unfolded, where it was like the Chiefs are just bringing everybody back. Yeah, because there's no impact player that's going to impact their roster outside of running back that you can get maybe in the third round, and why not have them sit behind or play behind a Pacheco and a Kareem Hunt, who at the start will probably be your 1-2 combo, and then all of a sudden you'll have this guy you draft in the third round with your first or second pick in that third round, and it's like, let's give the kid a chance.
Yeah.
See what he can do. He's dynamic. He's not the guy that needs to go through the tackles and get a, you know, first down, or through the guards and get, you know, 2 yards. That's what Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco are for. You have maybe that position to get. It's deep. It's loaded. He'd mentioned that. That's what everybody's talking about. People that do drafts, people that do, you know, football insiders. And he alludes to that. Like, you guys have done your homework. You know what the draft is and where the running back, you know, bulk is. And I mean, honestly, like, if you tell me, you know, the Chiefs, defensive tackle, running back, offensive tackle, where does your hierarchy rank when it comes to those picks? I think we would all, gun to our head, say defensive tackle.
Yeah, defensive tackle.
And then I think you'd probably say running back, because you kind of need that skill set for this offense, in my opinion, to make Patrick Mahomes even that much better to go full scorched earth next year with this offense.
Whoever that running back is that they draft in the third round or whatever, he will be a household name by the end of the year. And I'm talking in Kansas City, maybe not outside of Kansas
end of
City.
The year, but by the end of July.
Well, no, but I mean, once the games start, because we're going to see attrition at that position. Look, Kareem Hunt couldn't last year. We know that. He fizzled out at the end. Obviously, the injury that we saw to Isaiah Pacheco, he never truly rebounded from that. So hopefully he's fresh and ready to go. But the wear and tear on him now is year four. And so you're going to need this running back. This is kind of now the transition. Like, if I'm Isaiah Pacheco right now, I'm calling my agent and go, get other teams on speed dial for after this season, because clearly they're going to be moving on from him at that running back position, right? So you're going to get that fresh blood. You're going to get a new fresh running back in there. And that's what you need to do with that position. You constantly need to change it over, because the wear and tear is so heavy on those guys, especially two dudes like Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, who just risk their body on every single damn play. Like, they don't know how to preserve their body like, you know, Patrick Mahomes does when he runs the football, right? You just go out there and you just play with all reckless abandonment. That doesn't mean a long career in the NFL. So whoever they do draft, third round, set, whatever it is with the running back position, that guy will be a big part of what the Chiefs do. And by season's end, we'll be like, damn, thank God we drafted that guy. Whoever that guy may be, we're all going to be lauding Brett Veach for taking that running back, because I do think it's going to be an important kind of backfill to this team.
Chiefs legend of the past announced a retirement. His name is Kadarius Toney. as you call him, Crappiest
Tony? Crappiest Tony. Yeah, you can say Crappiest Tony, or but now he's a rap artist, so he's Crappiest Tony.
He goes by the name of Young Joka.
Oh, I like that. Young Joka. Young Joka. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody says he should go by Waka Flocka 2.0 because he has no hands.
That's good.
Take the day, sir, ma'am, whoever you are. Have yourself a good afternoon.
Great job.
But you bring up the question, like, what other KC athletes are a punchline?
Because he is a punchline, right? I mean, I think if you bring up Crappiest Tony, everybody's talking about, oh my God, this guy couldn't catch.
Yep.
One of the worst plays by lining up off sides, forced Patrick Mahomes to melt down. You know, this guy was inactive for the Super Bowl and didn't understand why he wasn't, like, a guy that had no self-awareness whatsoever. He's a punchline. He's kind of Ken Harvey style. Ken Harvey's a punchline here in Kansas City. When you think
no
of Ken
hands,
Harvey,
Harris.
Yeah, exactly. Demetrius Harris and, you know, guys like that. Over the years, you've seen them. D. Brown was another guy for the Royals that I kind of remember,
man,
as a punchline. But I think Ken Harvey is one of the biggest punchlines because you think about that home run on that Friday night, but you also think about him getting hit in the back, colliding with Jason Grimsley, getting stuck behind the tarp. Like, all of those things happened to one gentleman on a baseball diamond, basically in the course of a calendar year. And so I think Ken Harvey is one of the biggest kind of laughingstocks punchlines when it comes to Kansas City athletes.
Did Dwayne Bowe become one after the incident with Sonic and the way his career ended in Kansas City?
Maybe a little bit of one. I think we remember Dwayne Bowe for Sonic and importing women more than we remember for that 2010 season where him and Matt Cassel were the hottest thing going in the NFL, you know? I mean, they were awesome together that year.
I think my top three moments I remember of Dwayne Bowe, number one would be, I'd like to thank the Clarks.
Yeah, the Clarks. Yeah. The thanking of the Clarks.
Number two is Sonic Open.
Right.
And then number three, becoming a rapper.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I know he had that big season where he had, you know, double-digit touchdowns and then got the contract, but, like, I always remember, I'd like to thank the Clarks.
No, it was I deeply apologize to the Clarks because that was the importing of the women's story in San Diego. Mm-hmm. Yep. He went to Sports Illustrated, for those who don't know, and talked about importing women into the hotel. And it was a really bad kind of thing. But of course, if you're Sports Illustrated, you're going to publish that, you know?
Yeah.
And so then he had to have this press conference, and I'll never forget being there and standing there. He goes, I'd like to deeply apologize to the Clarks. And I'm just like, oh God. And I know the organization still to this day thinks it's hysterical, you know?
It's funny.
And there's a band out of Pittsburgh called the Clarks. I tell you to play the music, but Spectre would come in here with a ruler and hit you on the hand if you did that.
That hurts.
And so after he had said, I deeply apologize to the Clarks, the Chiefs reached out to the band the Clarks to try to get them to sing the anthem.
It never
worked. But I mean, it was one of those deals. Like, you know, this band, the Clarks, we tried to get them to sing the anthem. I'm like, oh, that is unbelievable. Like, it went up that far. So yeah, Dwayne Bowe will always be that guy, the Sonic guy. Kind of, he's a lovable dope, is what I've always said. Like, I love Dwayne Bowe. You want to just give him a big hug. Kadarius Toney is just a dope.
When Dwayne Bowe,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Went to Cleveland. I also remember he was like, I'm going to outdo my stats. Like, Kansas City's going to regret it. Yeah, sure. He had four catches for 44 yards on the whole season. Four catches for 44 yards.
Are those his real stats?
It was four catches. It might have been 50 yards, but I do remember that. Yeah, because he gave me a fist bump when he came to Kansas City. Oh, it was awesome.
Should have given me something else when he came to Kansas City. other names that come into the text line. Mondesi is a punchline.
Yes.
Sky Moore.
Saw
a picture yesterday of him like at Pat Camp. I'm like, why is he there?
Well, he's trying to get better.
Yeah, I felt bad for Pat. I was like, Sky Moore, Remigio, Elijah Mitchell. Like, this is who we're giving him in Pat Camp?
I mean, those are the guys that need the work.
That's true. That's a good point.
Somebody says Ronelvis Hernandez is a punchline because he went to the DL for being fat.
He did, yeah. He told me one time in spring training, my wife is just such a good cook, I can't stop eating. I'm like, well, that's going to be a problem.
Good thing Hud doesn't see what he weighs.
Yeah, I know, right. See, that guy gained all the weight in the offseason. He had surgery. Still fat. Okay. Jeez.
All righty.
Don't forget with all...
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.